Report: Mangione Family Nursing Home Empire Faced Abuse, Health Violations. By Elizabeth Weibel on December 13, 2024. Several Maryland nursing homes operated by the family of Luigi Mangione reportedly faced abuse and health violations. According to two reports from the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS. Reports from HHS in April and July found that staff and geriatric nursing assistants, GNA, at Lorien Nursing and Rehab Center in Bel Air and Columbia faced accusations of abuse, mismanagement, long wait times for help, and a lack of communication, among other things, according to the New York Post. Lorien Health Services, which was founded by Mangione's grandparents, Nicholas and Mary Mangione, has 9 locations in Maryland, according to the website. Mangione was recently arrested at a McDonald's in Altoona, Pennsylvania, and charged with the alleged murder of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. The for-profit Lorien Health Services network inherited by Nick's 10 kids, including Luigi's father Louis, promises stimulating activities, restaurant-style dining, movie theaters, beauty spas and barbershops, the Daily Mail reported. DC News Now reported that the outlet had also confirmed that the Mangione family owns and operates Lorien Health Services. In the April report from HHS, it was revealed that a GNA at Lorien's Bel Air location, who had not completed her annual abuse training since 2020, had thrown a call bell at resident number 2 and yelled at the patient not to press the button again. Review of the facility reported incident MD00196006 and related complaint MD00196058 on April 3, 2024 at 10:44 a.m. revealed a concern regarding GNA staff number 17. According to the incidents, GNA number 17 on August 24, 2023 resident number 21 reported that he used the call bell for assistance to use the bathroom. He reported that after a long time GNA came in and threw the call bell at resident number 2. GNA number 17 then yelled at resident number 21 not to press the button again. The report noted that there was an additional incident on the same day of August 24, 2023 with GNA number 17 involving resident number 22, in which GNA number 17 turned the patient roughly enough that resident number 22 verbalized discomfort. According to the incident reports, GNA number 17 during activities of daily living, ADL, care for resident number 22 turned him/her roughly enough that resident number 22 verbalized discomfort. His/her brief interview for mental status at the time was assessed as a 1, suggesting severe cognitive impairment. Therefore, a physical assessment was completed based on the resident's outward expressions of discomfort and pain. Resident number 22's right arm and shoulder were assessed and noted painful. An X-ray was ordered of the elbow, humerus, and forearm. The results were negative, however, the resident was medicated with Tylenol for pain. In the July report from HHS for Lorien's Columbia location, it was revealed that the facility staff had reportedly failed to treat residents with dignity and respect by leaving residents who needed assistance with dressing undressed. On June 20, 2024 at 9:40 a.m., two surveyors entered resident number 61's room for an interview while the room door was wide open, and the curtain was not applied. Surveyors observed that the resident was not appropriately dressed. No gown or clothes worn, a gown placed on the top of his/her chest. Resident number 61 reported, "I messed up my clothes. Waiting for staff to bathe me. No one helped me for 40 minutes. The resident also mentioned that he or she preferred to have clothes on, but it was okay as long as no opposite gender resident came into his/her room. While surveyors were interviewing resident number 61 on June 20, 2024 at 10:11 a.m., an opposite gender resident opened the door and tried to come in. The report also found that the facility failed to provide an environment that was safe, clean and in good repair. Based on observation and interview with the facility staff, it was determined that the facility failed to provide an environment that was safe, clean and in good repair. This was evident in one room during the initial observation of the Renaissance 1 Medical Surgical Unit, MSU. On one day, the report noted that it was observed that in the bathroom of one of the rooms, the ceiling tiles above the shower were falling down, with one tile reportedly appearing to have brown discoloration. the Lorien Heath facility in Colombia reportedly ended up paying a $24,680 fine after HHS discovered a plethora of health and safety violations, according to the Post. Another Lorien facility, Lorien Bull Rock, reportedly paid a $40,422 federal fine after an inspection in June 2022, according to the Daily Mail. The outlet noted that this past June, Lorien Health Services reportedly agreed to pay the federal government $55,192 for allegedly violating the civil monetary penalties law by retaining overpayments.